How can an institution shed light on the fact that its location was a place where enslaved people once worked? St. Mary's College of Maryland will install a memorial to the enslaved peoples of Southern Maryland. The college will also host a public symposium called From Invisibility to Remembrance, commemorating slavery in St. Mary's City and Southern Maryland. Dr. Julia King, professor of anthropology at the college, tells us more about the history of enslaved people in St. Mary's City and the college's commemoration.
During the War of 1812, Vice Admiral Alexander Cochrane of the British Navy made an offer to enslaved people living along the shores of the Chesapeake Bay. If they joined the British Navy in fighting against the United States, Britain would grant them freedom. Of the 4,000 men, women, and children who seized the chance to be free, 19 came from John Makel's farm in St. Mary's City. These families raised Makel's tobacco and corn, tended his gardens, repaired his house and farm buildings, and cooked, cleaned, and sewed for his family. In 2019, the old Makel farm is long gone, having been replaced by the campus of St. Mary's College of Maryland. Founded in 1839, 25 years after the War of 1812 ended, the four-year public honors college is located at the site of Maryland's first colonial capital. The slave past of this landscape is invisible to passersby and residents alike, except when, every now and then, traces of that past break through into the present. Archaeologists have unearthed bits of ceramic, tobacco pipes, bottle glass, nails, and brick, which serve as quiet reminders of that earlier landscape. Scattered across some 10 acres, these fragments reveal a sizable compound of now-vanished cabins, yards, and gardens. Many of these cabins were abandoned in 1814 when those 19 people accepted Admiral Cochrane's offer for freedom. How do we keep from reburying and forgetting this history? How do we recall the many forms the struggle for freedom has taken? At St. Mary's College, our plan is to develop a commemorative exhibit acknowledging the lives of the people who labored in this landscape. The exhibit, entitled From Absence to Presence, will model the form of a slave cabin with part of its fabrication made of polished, reflective steel and part from wood mimicking logs. Impressed on the steel will be a poem by award-winning poet Quentin Baker. Baker uses what is sometimes called erasure poetry. The poet takes historical documents and blacks out certain words and phrases to create a new text. The new text reveals, or unearths, the presence of whole communities whose lives are currently missing from documents and the landscape. The relentless surveillance of enslaved people by their owners was a fact of slave life. About the only place the owner's gaze couldn't reach was inside the home cabin. The polished steel on which Baker's poem will be etched aims to protect this interior, reflecting back the gaze of the present. This will urge visitors to reflect on their own deep connections to, and responsibility for, the past and the work that remains ahead.
From Invisibility to Remembrance is funded with a grant from Maryland Humanities. Learn more about the programming at smcm.edu. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.